Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
BK, you got BK and Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. Let's go out to the hotline to be joined by our friend, Blues analyst for Bally Sports Midwest and 101 ESPN. The Blues are trying to continue these hits that we're doing every week with Joey Vitale if they're able to get into the postseason. Joe joins us now via the 101 ESPN hotline. Joe, appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
Joey! Oh, so awesome. Welcome back to the playoffs.
What's going on, boys? What's going on? Yeah, I'm hoping our normal hit next week. We don't have bad news, but right now it's still good news, which you got to appreciate.
You got to love it, man. They're trying to make this thing interesting down the stretch. And really, honestly, given what we had as expectations going into the season, that's all we could ask for. Hey, I don't want to ask you about a guy that's made a good impression over the last couple of games, and that's Zach Boldu. Couple of goals in his last two games, playing on that top line with Robert Thomas right now. I heard the quote from Steve Ott that he was on with you guys after the game last night, saying, "Hey, he's playing really well along with Robert Thomas, and that's a guy that can get the most out of Boldu." Joe, what are you seeing from Boldu in this opportunity to play along somebody that can really take advantage of his skill set?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where I think Drew Bannister, you got to give him a lot of credit for how he has organized the lineup and shifted players around to have other players around them that complement whatever their specific art or their specific gift is to the game. And for Zachary Boldu, from the get-go, when he got called up this season, one thing we heard about and one thing we clearly saw right off the hop was his shot. Not only the velocity behind it, the quickness that he gets it off, the pop right off his blade. You know, that's something when you look at a player like, let's say, Sidney Crosby, for example. You know, the player that scores a lot of goals in his own right. You know, there's different types of shooting. You look at Vladimir Tarasenko, he's just got a lot of velocity. You know, Sidney, for example, he actually doesn't have a lot of velocity behind his shot. What makes his shot so good, it's just the pop off the blade. It's the quickness from when it's on his blade to when it's already off his blade is so incredibly quick. I actually look at Zachary Bolduc's shot, I think it's more like Sidney Crosby's, where it doesn't have quite the velocity and that impact and power of like a Vladimir Tarasenko's for Blues fans. But it's got that Crosby. It's on a stick. He's stick handling it, and just bang. It just pops. It shoots right off quickly. He's got a pretty flexible stick, obviously, and for it to allow it to get off that quickly. And quite frankly, BK, I think that he's a young player who is not afraid to shoot. And I brought this up on the broadcast last night. I think that, you know, with a lot of good coaching and veterans around you, you give a young player the belief system, we want you to go out and shoot. And for fans out there, when you get called up, you're a young player, especially when you get put on a top line with some amazing players like Thomas and Shen. And for a player like Boldu, a lot of young players come in, they just think they gotta find those guys. You gotta find those type of players. You want them to get the goals. You want to fit in. You know that you want to assist them in getting the goals. And I think for a lot of young players, that's how they go. But Boldu, when he's in the right area, he gets the puck on a stick. He's a shooter, man. And I think that Thomas has said, we want you to shoot. Steve Ospin in his ear, you get that puck in that area, we want you to release it. And he's been doing that, and he's got four goals on the year, and you can't ask for much more than from him right now.
Joe, we talked earlier in the show about, you know, the center depth for the Blues and kind of where that is and moving forward, what it could look like. And the one guy I am curious about is Pavel Buchnevich. I think we know, we've talked about how Buch prefers to be a winger, but he does have 10 points in his last 10 games playing the center position, and that line seems to be working really well. Do you think, or have you heard, that the Blues are really trying to experiment to see if Buch can be a center long-term?
You know, Alex, just between you and me, I'm on the radio.
No, it's good. It's just the three of us, actually.
Yeah, no, nobody's listening.
I just felt like I was talking to you behind the booth. That's what I was, all these games are running in together. But, you know, heck with it, I'm just going to say it. I just think he's a winger. I do. And I think that, you know, he personally has talked to me about it. I know that he is certainly willing and able to play center. I don't think he's ever going to complain about wherever the coach puts him. But you also have to, kind of talk to the player and figure out what they like and they don't like. And I think he's having success at center because he's a hockey player. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a hockey player. And he's a good hockey player. So you put him at center, you put him at defense for gosh sakes. I mean, he's going to figure out a way to get some points. So I know that he's having a little bit of success in the middle. I personally think he is better at the wing. I think that, you move Buchnevich to that second line and put him at the center position because for a while there, keep in mind, the Blues, they lacked a lot of depth scoring. And it was the Buchnevich, Thomas, and Kyrou line. And what happened was you became so one-dimensional where they went through that really tough stretch, especially on that New York trip. This is when it really got exposed, where you have all that scoring on that top line. Once that top line gets shut down, especially when you're traveling on the road and the other team has their final change, then when you don't have depth scoring, it really makes it very difficult to win hockey games. So that's why Drew Bannister ended up switching things around, putting Buchnevich in the middle right there. I think that, one thing that this team really does continue to need to find moving forward is another depth centerman. And I think that that's what Drew Bannister lacked. So that's why you had to put a player like Buchnevich in the middle to try to be that driving force. Is he getting points? Yes. Has he been successful? Yes. Is the team winning? Yes. But I think that all things considered, I think that he would be doing just as well on the wing. And, again, talking to him, he just feels more comfortable over there. I think he sees the ice in a specific way that just caters more to a winger. But at the same time, the team is winning right now, and you have to appreciate that.
Joe, if I told you you could add one of these three players to the roster in the offseason and set aside the contracts, anything like that, just how they would fit into the 2024-25 St. Louis Blues, would you want to add Elias Lindholm, Sam Reinhart, or Jonathan Marchessault?
Ooh, I mean, that's a great question right there. I would say a Reinhart. I like the way he plays. I know Jonathan Marchessault is obviously the most recent Conn Smythe winner and a Stanley Cup champion. To me, he's a perimeter player. I look at him, the way at times we see Jordan Kyrou, and it's not a dig at Marchessault, it's not a dig at Kyrou. This is just who they are. They're perimeter guys. They're on the outside. They see the ice differently. Everyone thinks you just got to be a bulldog all the time. Everyone thinks you got to be like that David Perron, Ryan O'Reilly. And the reality is you don't. Every team, you need different types of players. You need different pieces. Jordan Kyrou, there's times that people may think, he's being kind of lazy. He's on the outside. He's not courageous enough to get to the inside. Well, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, everyone's got a different personality. You need players that are the hard-nosed Nathan Walker types. You need those types to get to the front of the net. But you also need thinkers. You need observers. You need players to see plays develop. You need players that are going to be patient. And all of a sudden, in the third period, they can just explode like Jordan Kyrou did against the Minnesota Wild team when he got that hat trick. So with that being said, again, it's not a dig at Marchessault, but I think that for a player like Reinhart, not only has a great shot, 50-plus goals this year, he's going to be the most sought-after player. But he does have a little bit more balance, I would say, to his game, where I think it would complement, let's say, a player like Robert Thomas a little bit better. I think that for Thomas and Kyrou, they really need a hard-nosed guy on that line in order to drive it, because they're both that type of personality where they're more of the observing type. They think the game so well. They see plays develop about two or three plays before most players see it. And again, you need players like that. But right now, I mean, you're seeing the success of Thomas with, Braden Schenn. I mean, Braden Schenn to me is more similar to a Reinhart than, let's say, a Marchessault. I mean, Braden Schenn and Reinhart have so much more in common in their game than, let's say, a Schenn and Marchessault. So you're seeing the success. I think that, obviously Thomas needs a driver. You need a shooter as well, but you need some form of a driver on your line. And Sam Reinhart, to me, has got a really good balance of that. So I would have to say Reinhart with Marchessault being a close second.
Joe, can there be too many perimeter players on a team, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, again, this is a well-oiled machine. You need lots of nuts and bolts and pieces. And it's all about finding that synergy. This is what I was talking to Brooks Orpik about a little bit earlier this year. Every championship team, he won in Washington, he won in Pittsburgh. It takes that special synergy and balance of what it makes it click. Another thing that you talk about perimeter players, let's look on the flip side, Alex, of what a perimeter player is, in my opinion. A perimeter player is the opposite is of course, a Delorier, an Olivier, a player like Ryan Reeves. Looking at this team, this is a piece still missing. This is a piece that you can say that that's old school hockey and you don't need the toughness of the fighters anymore. I would call you out right away and say, absolutely, you're wrong. I mean, this is a league still, at the end of the day, you need attitude. You need that bite. And quite frankly, you need that fear. You need a little bit of fear in your lineup, too. I think you look at what Luke Cunningham did, for example, in that Sharks game. He runs right through one of your best players in Jake Neighbor, maybe puts him out for the rest of the year. And then, of course, he ends up fighting Justin Falk. You know, and Justin Falk, of course, now possibly done for the rest of the year. You know, for Luke Cunningham, if you have a Ryan Reeves, if you have an Olivier or a Delorier or a Brady Tkachuk type of player on your team, is he really going to run recklessly through one of your best players, leading goal guys at the time? Probably not. And I think that that's, again, it's not just from a protection standpoint. I think it's just the personality of your group. And this is a blue-chip, blue-collar team. It always will be because it's in this great city. And I think with that, you do need some attitude back there. You need some guys willing to stick up for each other and a whole nother level. Not to say that players like Tyler Tucker don't, because they do. And not to say that players like Braden Shen don't, because they do. But there's a different weight class there. This is a different weight class we're talking about. And I think that even Robert Bortuzzo gets dealt this year. You lost a little bit of that attitude. And I think that that's certainly another area. When you're talking about the perimeter players, just look at the flip side. I mean, this team needs a lot of balance. This team needs a lot of pieces and a lot of things to get going back in the right direction. And I think that Doug Armstrong certainly is taking his notes this time of the year and looking to correct those things moving forward.
Well, Joe, when we talk this time next week, I hope we are discussing the Vegas Golden Knights final game and what it means for the Blues' chances to be able to get into the postseason that will take place next Thursday against Anaheim. So fingers crossed there. We always enjoy our chats. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today, my man. We'll talk with you again next week.
Hey, sounds good. Boys, I hope next week I'm staying in Dallas. Wouldn't that be kind of fun if we're going to stick around one more night to wait to see how this regular season shakes out? Not only to be in Dallas for some playoff hockey, but be avoiding the cicadas. You know those cicadas are coming.
Oh,
they're like
dude.
Any day now. And they're coming right through St. Louis.
Joe, I would just move your family to Dallas. And if or if not, they're in the playoffs. Move them there with you and then come back around August. That's what my advice would be.
I'm going to do it. Although it's going to be a nice natural sound machine. Maybe we'll end up sleeping really well this summer with all the babies we have.
That is true. You could open up the windows and not have to worry about white noise machines. You could just have cicada machines.
There you go.
Just don't hold one over your kid's face like my dad used to do, because it traumatizes them.
Joe, would you go down and see Luka Doncic if you guys are staying there for an extra night, if he's playing a playoff game?
Oh, baby. You know it. You absolutely know it. I would do that in an absolute heartbeat with a cowboy hat, too.
Joey V does Big D. That needs to be a video series.
Maybe we should workshop the name.
No.
Joe, appreciate the time, man.
Maybe we should work on the name a little bit.
No, I think it's great, man. I think it's great.
You've never been good with the old line combination nicknames there, Alex.
No.
Kirk Kerber would be the first to tell you.
You guys are just jealous you didn't come up with Schwarzenegger like I did.
No, they're really not.
Schwarzenegger ain't working. Move on.
Appreciate you, Joe. The show, Vitaly, one of the best in the business. Always appreciate him hopping on with us.